Good morning. Welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this morning. With our audio issues, got to have everything turned on, that's for sure. I missed a couple things this morning, but we welcome you here July 21st, 2024. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a little bit of everything for you. We always start out with the pistol prayer. We see the need for it. We see the answer to it in the land. Complete? Not yet. But we see it in progress. We see more people awakening, and that is a good thing. We see the power of the enemy is not what it used to be, and we see the results of that as well. So we're going to pray the pistol prayer. I hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells. Send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be. And thank you. Thank you for the victory. Amen. Folks, again, we hope you are prayed up. We hope you get through your prayers. Remember us in your prayers. We do our best to remember you. With everything going on, wanted to talk a little bit this morning just of, what we are to do. What can we do in these trying times? And the times that we're in, well, Ecclesiastes says there's nothing new under the sun. And so if we'll take the time to go back and look through the scriptures, we can see practical applications to get us through these times that we're in. And that really is what the Bible is, right? The basic instructions before leaving earth. It's our instruction manual. We had our fundraiser at our fire department, and we had borrowed some canopies yesterday. And there was a crew putting it together, about six guys over there, and I was doing something else, but I was watching them. And they'd put it about half together, and nope, that didn't work. They'd take it back apart. And they'd get it about halfway here, and that didn't work. So finally, a couple minutes later, I came by, and guess what? They got the instructions out. It went right up. We have instructions. We certainly have trials, we have troubles, we have sorrows, we have disappointments, and things don't always go the way we want them to go. It's just that way. But we do have His Word that we can go to that, at least for the believer, for the follower of Jesus Christ, if you believe these words, they bring peace and they bring comfort. So we'll take a look, got a few scriptures here. I want to start back in Psalm 55:22, and it says, cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. And that truly is as foundational a scripture as they come. If we do that, if we cast our cares. Now, you know, today in the world, we don't do that. Many people don't do that, no. And what do we see in the world? We see things like stress-induced heart disease and cardiovascular disease and the mental illness that is rampant throughout our land, the mental health issues, because we don't do what this word says. We've heard Brother Paul on Saturday Morning Coffee share with us many times that, you know, in the agricultural world, that's one of the reasons the farms and the food that we grow are in such a mess is because we just simply don't follow the instructions. It isn't. But for each of us individually, that's where it's got to start. And it is of great benefit to us, to each and every one of us personally, if we will look at these and do these. That's what these are for. It's personal benefit. Then it can become a community benefit, city, state, national. But it has to go in that order. It does. Let's take a look at Matthew. Matthew 11, verse 28 and 30, or 28 through 30, the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light. I don't know if you've found comfort in the scripture before. I have. There's a lot there. He says, learn. You know, one thing there at the end, he says, my yoke is easy. And that term is lost on many today. But, you know, the yoke was the piece that goes across your shoulders if it was you, a person carrying it. And you might have a heavy load on each side, maybe water buckets or something like that, but it kind of balanced it out. But usually the yoke was heavy. We've seen yoke on oxen. You see in old pictures the big wooden piece that goes on both of them and allows them to carry the load. And what Jesus is saying here, he says, my yoke, my burden is easy. My load is light. See, to follow Christ, it really is. Oh, it may seem like it's harder by the world standards. But again, we go to his truth, his word. He says, you take my yoke upon you. My burden is a lot lighter, is a lot easier, is a lot better than that of the world. And it continues to be that way. This is not just a read it once and okay, this will be good. We'll find rest for our souls, and that's it. No, this is a continuing, because you know life changes as we grow, as we get older. Maybe we're younger. Maybe we're coming out of the household, getting married, starting jobs. Things in jobs change, and you end up moving, and families grow, and sometimes the burdens that are out there can grow and grow and grow and seem overwhelming. But it's usually when we're not focusing on Christ, as Peter was walking on the sea. But when we turn and we look at the storms around us and we forget these words, that's where the problems come back. But when we can focus on these, that makes all the difference in the world. Ephesians chapter 4. There seems to be a lot of anger in the land today. Let's take a look at this. Ephesians 4 verse 26 says, be angry and yet do not sin. That sure seems to be in contradiction to the majority of the church world today. They just don't want you to be angry at all, right? It says, do not let the sun go down on your anger. And so, see, you can certainly be angry and yet not sin. It tells you right here to be angry. And sometimes we are to be angry. But we have to understand what sin is, and that's transgression of God's law. And so we're not to be angry and transgress his law. We can be angry and not violate his law. Sometimes when we see the things that are going on in the land, Phinehas got angry and sinned not. He was blessed. And we see things going on in our land today, and sometimes it's good to have a little righteous indignation, a little anger that gets you riled up. But then it says, don't let the sun go down on that. So you may have to search through the scriptures. You may have to talk to a brother and share that anger and see how you can get that worked out and not keep it bottled up inside, not turn to drugs or alcohol or anything else but this word to take care of that. And the way we take care of it that day, you know, we thank God, we give it to God. That's what we're talking about today, is casting your cares on him. And if we will do that, when we do that, he makes a way. He's already gone before us preparing the way, just that many times we don't see it. Over in Luke 21, Luke 21, we'll take a look here, verses 33 and 34, says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." He says, "Be on guard, that your hearts may not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that day come on you suddenly like a trap." And he's talking here about, you know, even heaven and earth, but earth passing away. You know, our time here is but limited. We realize that. I think the older you get, the faster it seems like it goes, and the more you do realize that. But he says here to be on our guard. That if you've read the Bible, great. You keep it handy. Stay in it. It says be on your guard. Because we know we have an enemy that prowls around. And he says, so that you are not weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life. That means you continue to cast your cares upon the Lord. We continue to believe in his words and trust in his words because they do not change. God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And every word in here is. I was talking with a brother about a week or two ago about, I even forget what it is, but it was in the Old Testament about what happened. And he made the comment, well, that was all Old Testament. That has nothing to do with us. Why would you try to apply what happened thousands of years ago to what's going on today? And he didn't realize this scripture, that the words, they do not pass away and they do not change. We see that in other scriptures, that the word of God does not change. You hear that in the Judeo-Christian world, that summary that, you know, the Old Testament is God dealing with the Jews and the New Testament is Jesus dealing with the Gentiles. And it's all different. And it's not all different. It's all the same. But his word does not change. It hasn't changed, and it won't. In Matthew 13:22, the parable of the sower, and it says, "And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." And see, I think that goes hand in hand with there in Luke, that his word does not pass away. Heaven and earth pass away. And so guess what? The worries of the world, they pass away. The deceitfulness of riches and the riches of the world, they pass away. And so it may seem that those things are all super important at a time, but it's just for a moment. Think of what the Apostle Paul wrote that said, you know, I've learned to get by when I'm well off, and I've learned to get by when I'm destitute, when I have much and when I have little. And he was talking about contentment. And I think that, you know, that is such a huge part of when we can cast our cares upon the Lord, when we can go to him because he knows, when we are in sorrow, when we're mourning, when we've had a loss, we can go to our God because he has experienced those things as well. And it's like it said in Luke, that his words do not pass away. They do not change. We have that foundation that we can continue to go back to. Well, we'd like to remind you of our network website, sfawbn.com. We encourage you to go there. Lots of information there, the newswire, the broadcasting schedule. And if you've got breaking news happening, you can email it. You see it there, jason@sfaw.org. And we'll get it up there and do our best to share it with the remnant and try to keep them informed of what's going on. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 should be really an old standby, right? To be anxious for nothing. It's hard, you know. You know, in the physical, they say that if you can, you know, the physical exercise that you do, you know, decreases the risk of heart attacks and strokes and diet and all that stuff. But it's not a one-time thing. It's not, well, just eat healthy on Tuesdays and you're good. No, it has to be a lifestyle. It really does. And it's that way in the spiritual. It's that way with this in Philippians that the writer's writing here. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. See, there's the formula. There's a formula there. Just like in the physical. If you want to lose weight, right, you eat less and you exercise more. That's a formula that works, right? It works. Here's a formula that works to be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, this takes discipline. This takes discipline. We talked about discipline on coffee with the Wranglers yesterday morning. And it is discipline is so lacking in our society today, even amongst the brethren, unfortunately. But it is. But when we can, again, go back to this, we want, there's times that we're not at peace, that we want peace, that we want peace, that we need it. We need that peace of God in our lives. Here is the formula for it. This is how to get it. There's many people that pray for the peace of God, that want that peace and that comfort. But and we are to pray for it. There's no doubt about that. But just like we pray for healing, especially in ourselves. But, you know, if the Holy Spirit lets us know that, hey, you shouldn't be eating all those sweets, or you shouldn't be drinking all that, or you should get off the couch, those type things, we have to do what we can do. We have to, you know, we have to have some skin in the game. We have to put forth the effort to get the result. And that's how I see this in Philippians 4. It's a formula that works. 1 Peter 5, just a couple more scriptures here. I see we're almost out of time this morning. 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. Now, when I mentioned here in Philippians that this is a formula that works, that's not being haughty about this. It's just, it is in humility. Oh my gosh, our God thinks so much of us to give this to us. And it is humbling. It is humbling when we acknowledge that we don't have it all figured out, that we are nothing without him. And when we realize and acknowledge just where we would be without him, without our God's grace and mercy, and without these instructions that he gives us. And I like how it says here that he may exalt you at the proper time. See, there's a time to be exalted, and there's a time not to be. And 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. And I would encourage you to sit down and read this scripture sometime when you have a little bit of time and meditate on it and pray about it and ask God about it. I have lived the scripture. I have experienced the scripture. you know, you have to go through trials to be comforted in your affliction. You have to have afflictions to be comforted. But it's a double benefit, those afflictions. They truly are, because you are comforted by God, and it is so that you can offer that down the road somewhere. Well, I see we're about out of time. I've got a couple more scriptures, but, you know, I think I'll just go back to this very first one we started with in Psalm 55:22. Cast all your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. It's the only sustaining we get, the only thing that's permanent. He will never let the righteous fall. And I think that's a good one for us to remember in these trying times. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in here. Almost the end of July. Stay tuned. We've got a Timeless Pulpit Truth message for you, and an exciting message for you after that as well, and then communion. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you back in a little bit.
I have the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. I'm so happy, so very happy. I got the love of Jesus in my heart, down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the wonderful love of my precious Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart, down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I got the love of Jesus in my heart, down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Peace that passeth understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. I got the peace that passeth understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Patience of a holy prophet down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I got the patience of a holy prophet down in my heart.